Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good afternoon. I know it's good morning for some, good evening, or good night, wherever you are in your part of the world. It is good afternoon for me here. Welcome, everyone, to Josie's Inspirational Network USA World, Finding My Way channel with Josie Hopkins and Kayla Padgett. My name is Pearline Friday. First of all, thanks Special thanks to Kayla Padgett and Josie Hopkins for giving me this opportunity to share our Father's love around the world. This is indeed the fulfillment of a prophetic word spoken to me many years ago. I'm originally from Jamaica, West Indies. After high school, I traveled to England, United Kingdom, where I studied nursing and midwifery, also clinical psychiatry. There, I lived and worked for some time and was recruited by a hospital here in the United States to work with them. 3 months after arriving here in the United States, the Lord brought my dear husband and myself together in a very unusual and miraculous way, not according to our plan, but his. We will be married for 36 years in April. We are the parents of 4 lovely adult children, a son-in-law, 2 daughters-in-law, and a future daughter-in-law. Grandparents to 4 precious little grandsons, ages 11, 4, 2, and 5 months old, and a beautiful little granddaughter, 8 months old. She looks just like her Nana. I'm now retired and enjoying the lovely season of being a grandmother and serving the Lord in the areas He has called and prepared me. I was raised in a Christian home by loving and caring parents who loved and feared and served the Lord, and they are now enjoying their eternal home in heaven. I am the sister to 4 siblings. I've always had a love and passion, even as a child, to care for others, which I know led me to the nursing profession, from which I am now retired. But once a nurse, always a nurse, so the mission continues. I consider myself an overcomer because of the many trials in my life's journey. These trials drew me closer to the Lord as He prepared me for what He has entrusted to me. Through my many irritating processes of life's journey, the Lord personally cultured me at the bottom of the ocean. I was hid at the bottom of the ocean to be His precious pearls, and has entrusted this to me to adorn the bride, His bride. I am His pearl. This name was not given to me by accident, but God ordained it, and I know what it feels like to go through the process of being cultured into a pearl. How is the pearl formed? The pearl, or the making of a pearl, the birth or making of a pearl, takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. The process is very irritating, is very uncomfortable, is very painful, is very heartbreaking. Much discomfort is endured by the oyster as this precious gem is being formed. The pearl is cultured within the shell of an oyster through the invasion of a parasite or a grain of sand, which has become an irritant to the oyster. To protect itself from this irritant, the oyster produces a substance called nacre. Layers of nacre coat the irritant, eventually forming a beautiful and iridescent gem called the pearl. This becomes very precious and costly gem in the end, at the end of the process. Within this area of the shell is also formed a layer, and it is called the mother of pearl. These are usually very, very valuable and costly. The pearl is also very, very costly. This is most often the choice of jewelry used to adorn brides because of its radiance and beauty. It symbolizes purity. In ancient times, it is often the gem used in royalty. Pearls can also be cultured by a pearl farmer, but there's a difference in its beauty and value, even though the process is the same. Pearls is said to represent tears. No wonder the formation is painful. What does a pearl symbolize? Pearl symbolizes wisdom, which is acquired through experience, life's experience. Life on a whole is not an easy process. It has its ups and downs. It has its painful moment, sometimes going backwards, going forwards. So we go through this process, and we learn through this process. It is also a symbol of wealth, purity, generosity, integrity, and loyalty of its wearer. When you wear your pearls or see someone wearing their pearls, this is exactly what we see, and this is what they see of us also. It stands out, and we stand out. They tend to speak for themselves. It bestows confidence to the wearer. As we look at the formation of pearls, we, as children of God, we see ourselves through this formation and development. This is what life's journey does for us. We go through these changes, and we are made, we are conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are who we are because we are changed into His beautiful image as we draw closer to Him in the midst of our many trials. We are not made beautiful by man through their cutting and polishing, but through our Heavenly Father's beautiful creation and refining. On the contrary, we sadly see many around us today who face many trials, and because they do not know the Lord and they're not yielded to Him, they're beaten down and trodden down and have not been conformed to the beautiful image as He desires us to be. We who have overcome should help such a one. This is the ministry of God's precious pearls. Through many trials, we've learned to overcome. We do not learn from reading books, but through life's experiences. 2 Corinthians 1:3-6 tells us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble with the comfort with which we are comforted by God. For the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective in enduring the same sufferings which we all suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation." As we face trials and run to the Lord for consolation, we too are to console each other with the consolation we too have received from Him. We overcome Him, the enemy of our souls, through the blood of the Lamb and our testimony. Scripture tells us in Revelation 12:11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." How many times have we had to use our life's experiences to minister to others? Godly wisdom is learned not from books but through experience. We call it experiential wisdom. Through this process, the fruit of the Spirit, which is basically the character of our Lord, is and should be evident in our lives. We are so precious and costly to the Lord that as a merchant in Matthew 13:45-46, he gave up all. He left the splendor and beauty of heaven. He left his Father's side to come to earth to redeem us unto himself. He calls us the pearl of great price. Matthew 13:45-46 says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he has found one, sold all that he had and bought it." We are his precious pearls, and we are very, very costly. 2 Corinthians 4:7-15 says, "But we are this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power be of God, not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is working in us, but life in you." We go through the crushing so we can come out as pure gold and vessels for the Master's use, to speak a word in season for those who are hurting and those who have no hope. Again, this is the ministry of God's precious pearls. I always say to those I minister to, "Honey, the Lord did it for me. He will do it for you." This gives them hope, and it builds up their faith, knowing they're looking at a living testimony in front of them. I say to all God's precious pearls, arise, let us be healed and be a vessel fit for the Master's use. He is preparing his bride, not only us daughters, but his sons too. We all make up the bride of Christ, and he's returning for one that is without spot or wrinkle. The theme song for God's precious pearls ministry is, when he cometh, to make up his jewel, all his jewel, precious jewels, his loved and his own. He will gather the gems of his kingdom, all the pure ones, all the bright ones, his loved one and own. Like the stars of the morning, his brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. little children who love their Redeemer are the jewels, precious jewels, His love and His own. God is preparing us. He's called us. And He's making us into His beautiful, beautiful, precious gems. You see, I know what it is to have gone through this process. Very, very painful process. And unfortunately, we have to go through this quite a few times. It's not just once and for all, but the process continues. And the Lord knows when it's time for us to be let out. He knows when it's time for us to go forward, because He's always perfecting us. He continues to perfect us each time. So I encourage everyone today, when you're hard pressed on every side, do not lose hope. Do not lose heart. Just run to the Master. Your trials and your tribulations are not in vain, therefore making us and conforming us to the image that He has called us to be His precious gems. We are His precious gems. And He wants to adorn us for His kingdom. Adorn us. We are pearls of great price. He gave up the splendors and beauty of heaven. He left our Father's side, His Father's side as well. And He came to earth to redeem us. He came to be acquainted with all our griefs and all of our sorrows. And as we go through painful moments, whatever the painful moments may be, some of us, you know, endure the loss of a loved one. It may be a divorce. It may be a broken relationship. It may be a breaking down of trust. It may be conflicts within the family. Whatever it is, the Lord wants us to run to Him so He can just pour that salve. You see, the nacre, which is poured upon the parasite or the grain of sand within the oyster, is so symbolic of the Holy Spirit's ministry. As we go to the Lord in our painful situation, the oil of the anointing is poured upon us. He gives us beauty for our ashes, the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness. So that anointing is poured upon us. And that nacre, as I said, is so very similar to the anointing and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So when we, as I said, when we are hard-pressed, just go to Him. When we're feeling discouraged, when we're feeling broken, when we're feeling disappointed, do not lose heart, but go to Him. His word will bring comfort to us. And, you know, this is why we need each other in these days that we're living in. Because all around us, we see an increase of troubles and trials on every side. And especially for us older women, the mothers of Zion, we who have overcome, we who have been raised up by the Lord, we who have been taught by Him, we are to encourage the younger ones in the Lord, according to Titus 2. Again, this is part of the ministry of God's precious pearls. Remember where we're coming from. You know, we did not overcome just for our own comfort, but we are to comfort one another with the comfort that we too have received. As we do that, we glorify the Lord. We glorify the Lord because He has allowed us to overcome through Him, not through our own efforts, but through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So impart that to others. Share with each other and encourage them in life's journey, that they too do not lose hope, but they be encouraged daily in their daily walk with Him. There's so many hurting people out there today, so many. And we're living in a generation where many people have not been taught. We're living in a generation where many people do not know the Lord, and the comfort and the blessing and the privilege of serving Him and running to Him in the time of need. So again, God's precious pearl takes joy and is privileged to share His love and His comfort with His hurting children, those who need to be built up in the faith, those who need to be encouraged, those who need to be reminded that you're not alone. This is life's journey. This is not the end. The Lord is working on all of us, so do not lose heart. Many have been, as I said, through very, very painful marriages. Whatever you've experienced and you have gained the victory, share that with that person who is going through. Wear your pearls, your string of pearls, beautifully, and say, this is what the Lord has done for me. He has made me beautiful in His time. And I share that beauty with you, and I encourage you. Let us hold up that feeble hand that hangs down. that weak and feeble hand. The Word of God tells us that a bruised reed he would not bend, nor a smoldering wick would he put out. So as we see someone who is flickering and they're trying to stand up and just go on and be strong in the Lord, encourage them, hold them up, encourage them, speak goodness and mercy into their lives and encourage them as they walk daily. Share the Word of God with them. Fellowship with them, break bread with them, and encourage them. This is what we're called to do. God is calling us. And there's so much more that I will share with you about God's precious pearl. There's so much beauty about this. You know, as I said earlier on, brides wear precious pearls for their wedding. I remember when I met my husband and we were engaged, I said to him, honey, I would like to have a pearl for every year that we're married. That meant so much to me. But the Lord has used my husband so many times to minister to me about pearls. So many times in different colors, in different sizes. I'm so blessed when I receive a large pearl because I feel the Lord is saying something to me. But he also bought me some black pearls. And I learned that black pearls are beautiful and priceless and they're very costly. And that spoke something to me as well. But there are so many, many different colors of pearls. Wear them well. Represent the Master. And share the goodness that He has bestowed upon us. Help those who are weak. Help those who are feeble. Help those who are downcast. And don't think that we have arrived because we have not. We still have to polish our pearls daily. We're constantly polishing them because somehow or the other, they do get soiled. And we have to polish them. As we wear them, when we come in with them, we have to polish them because they get smeared. When we go out and we face this world, our pearls, we're tarnished. There's something that's taken away from us. You know, we meet people of different walks in life. So we have to go to the Master and to be polished up all over again. The process is never over. Store our pearls and keep them in a secret and a safe place. Guard well what the Lord has entrusted to us and release it when He says release it because He has equipped us to do so. Today, my precious pearls, I encourage each and every one of you. Pearls are not just the daughters of the King, but they are also the sons of the King because we all make up the bride of Christ. So today I encourage you, be encouraged in the Lord, get your pearls out, wear them well, represent the King, and encourage each other on life's journey. Blessings to you all from God's precious pearls. I will continue in other broadcasts to share with you about God's precious pearls. Blessings to all again. Good afternoon.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.